might get some sour apples and you might have to eat the onion every once in a while. But like old Paul said, my mind is made up. I'm pressing towards the mark of the high calling. God, whatever it takes, if I have to fast, I'll fast. If I need to pray, I'll pray. If I need to be the one to go out in the street and say, hey, come with me to harvest time. You've never been to a church like this. You know, everybody I meet in our community, I tell them about where I go to church. Can't help myself. I'm proud of where I go to church. I'm proud of what God has blessed us with. I'm proud of you. You've got to be proud about what God has blessed, the territory and the things that God has blessed us with. We can't allow the enemy to come in and to take up that territory and to make camp and take over. No. We're going to stand for right. We're going to love people. I'm going to keep on pressing. I'm going to keep on striving. I'm going to keep on pressing for my heavenly goal. I'm looking for those pearly gates. You know, we have something the angels don't even get to have. When they give me that old new body up there, you know, I'm not as smart as Brother Baggett. I'll admit it. I'm not. He's wise. Those are brownie points right there. Sister, he said, Sister Baggett's smarter than him, his wife. My wife's smarter than me, too, for the record. I love you, baby. But when I get up there, it might be 10 seconds. It might be 20. I don't know how long it'll take. But when I realize that I'm a brand new creature, that I'm wrapped in something that's just, oh, you better get out the way, Shad. Because this big boy is going to cut a rug. Hallelujah, I made it. That's my goal. That's my passion. I want to make it no matter what. Victory is only a stone's throw away. Notice what happens when David comes on the scene of our scripture. We find Israel in despair, hiding in tents, men of valor, ducking and hiding. This small boy had been given some food to take to his brothers who were in the army. They were supposed to be fighting a war with the Philistines. I can imagine that. He was probably very excited to be able to go to the front lines and bring his brothers this food and check on them and see how they're doing. He had been stuck in the background, feeding, taking care of the sheep. I imagine about, you know, have you ever been excited about something? You want to get somewhere? You're driving along, you just kind of push on the gas a little more before you realize it. You're going about 80, 85. Oh, I can get by with this. We're in the middle of nowhere. And then those blue lights light up. You get, officer, I don't know what happened. I got excited about where I was going. Well, you need to slow down. License and registration, please. But I can imagine here he is making his way through the countryside, getting to the front line. I imagine his heart was pounding and he's excited and he begins to break out into a jog. I want to get there. I want to check on my brothers. When he arrives into the encampment, there's not the clash of steel and the screams of victory. He sees tents and men sitting around eating. Can you imagine what a disappointment to this young man? I thought we were fighting the Lord's. I thought we were taking back ground. I thought we were going to be in the heat of battle. What are you doing? What are you doing sitting in tents? Isn't that our land over there? Aren't they camped on our territory? Shouldn't we be over there fighting? Well, you don't understand, David. You're just a boy. You just stay in your place. Goliath is huge, and he said we're nothing. He said he could whip us all. He said we'll never be nothing. He said our hope is lost. David, don't you understand? We don't have a chance. Someone here today, you're hearing these words. The devil's been singing the same song and dance in your life. He's been telling you you're nothing. He's been telling you you can't conquer. You can't be an overcomer. You can't be financially free. You can't be victorious in your relationship with Him. You can't have a good home life. You can't have a prayer life. You can't fast. You can't pray. Oh no, you can't live for God. That's what He's been telling you. And He's come out every morning, every evening, anytime He feels like it, and He shouted into your ear, that inner ear. And He's told you, you're a failure. You've made too many mistakes. You've messed up. You're no good. It's hopeless for you. There is no tomorrow for you. You can't be an overcomer. I'm here to tell you this morning, those are just words. And He's telling you, you can be an overcomer through Jesus Christ. You can make it. You can live for God. You can be victorious. You can pick up the broken pieces of your life and let Jesus put them back together again. You can live in right relationship. God can give you a home life like you've never, never dreamed. He can bring your children back. Yeah. He can build that relationship back with those grandchildren. He can heal your broken heart. He's a heart mender. Hey, I'm telling you, I have faith like nobody else has faith on that. My cousin Elizabeth Goodine now, she was told her heart was broken. She wouldn't live to be over 20 years of age. She began to pray, God, heal my heart. There's nothing they can do. God healed her heart. She wrote the song, He's a heart mender, a broken heart mender. Can I tell you this morning, Jesus is a heart mender. Maybe you've lived through some stuff, but God will put your life back in place. And He'll meet all of your needs. John, 1 John 4, 4, greater that is in you than he that is in the world. I've got that promise from God. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. David didn't walk out on the battlefield that day, nor did he stand still at the other side of the valley, but he charged out there to confront Goliath. The Bible said he made haste to meet him. He was tired of the tents. He was tired of the haphazard, laid-back, lackadaisical attitude that this army of God had. He was mad that the enemy took what belonged to him, and he decided, I'm going to take a stand and take it back, even if I have to do it all by myself. He charged out there to face Goliath. You come against me with the sword and with the shield, but I come against you in the name of the Lord. And that's all you need, folks. The name of Jesus is our strong tower. I can say I am victorious. I can say I'm more than a conqueror, because I have Jesus. I have Jesus. What God has given you is yours. Those blessings, that spiritual relationship, those are yours. Don't let anybody or anything. That spiritual land God has given you, no man can take it away from you. Victory is only a stone's throw away. Saul didn't understand this principle. David was living in He didn't understand that simple faith that this little boy had. Saul said, "Man, you're crazy. Have you seen what you're facing out there?" David began to tell him of the story. "I was out in the field tending to my father's sheep, and a bear came and I tore him apart. And another time, I was out there and a lion came and I tore him apart." There's victory in prayer. There's victory in having a relationship with God, not in the spotlight, not where everybody can see you. There are men in this church that I know pray. Not because I see them pray every single day, but I know they do because of their relationship with God. There are women here that are the same way. It's a daily relationship with God. Before David ever got to the battlefield where they were facing the Philistines, God had already prepared him. God had already built him. What is a giant compared to a lion or a bear? I can take you down. You're just another obstacle in my way. You're no big deal. If God can handle them, he can handle you. So he had that faith in his life. He had that hope and that fire burning in his eye. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You can be victorious, ma'am, sir. You can live for God. Hallelujah. Matthew 17 and 20. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say unto this mountain, "Be moved." You can say to your Goliath, sir, ma'am. You can say to your mountain or your situation. You can say to the devil, "Get behind me. Confusion, get behind me. Anger, get behind me. Whatever it is that you're facing, get behind me in the name of Jesus." In the name of Jesus. You can be victorious. Paul said it like this in Romans 8, 38, 39. "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come." Do you hear what he's saying? None of this stuff, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Love, love. Love beareth all things. What pastor preached? Love. You know, I put up with a lot of things. Let me reword this. My wife puts up with a lot of things because she loves me. Thank you, God. Love. God puts up with a lot of things because he loves you. You are important to him. You matter. You matter. You matter. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. When my heart is overwhelmed and I'm lost and confused, nothing can separate me from God's love. He'll be your shelter in the time of trouble. I wonder if you'd stand to your feet all over the building. Join the hand with your neighbor, whoever that might be. We want God's love. We want God's love to encircle us and camp about us, to walk with us. We want God's peace and God's understanding. The Bible talks about praying for wisdom and understanding. I pray that God gives us wisdom and understanding to reach hungry people. My prayer is that everybody who passes this church would feel God's love and be drawn just to come see what we're about. We just love people. and we love God, and we want to live in right relationship. We're hungry for truth and right relationship with God. Do you love the person you're holding the hand of? If you don't, start. Love. Love. Lord Jesus, let's pray together. Lord Jesus, God, let your love that passes all understanding, let it encamp about us. Lord, give us victory. Victory is only a stone's throw away, God. It's just one little decision away. Lord, you said we're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Let our testimony be of life and truth and hope and joy, peace, comfort. Let your love, oh God, touch each and every person's voice. Let your joy, oh God, shine through us. Let everybody that passes by be drawn just to come be a part. Lord, we give you praise and glory this morning. Lord, we don't want to be complacent and hiding in tents. We don't want to be hiding from our Goliaths or our situations in life. Lord, we want to step out in faith and victory, knowing that you are able and you are faithful to touch every need, every situation. Lord, I pray right now that every man and woman in this place would feel your Holy Ghost power in their life. You said you would give us power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon us. Lord, that takes relationship. We want to be in right relationship. We give you praise and glory in the name of Jesus. Amen. I challenge you to make Jesus the Lord of your life. No matter what mountain you might be facing, no matter what Goliath or obstacle you've gone through, God can see you through. There are miracles standing in this building right now of prayers that are answered. I'm one of them, and you are too. We serve an awesome God. Let's just give him a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Brother Giot, we need someone to get Brother Elijah. We're going to have a baptism really right now. Yes, sir. The water is ready. Hallelujah. If you've never been baptized in Jesus' name, we need to get you baptized in Jesus' name. You got to have the plan of salvation. You've got to be buried in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Full of the Holy Ghost. I tell you, it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. We live victorious, not because we're perfect. Are you perfect? No. Am I? No. But we serve a perfect God. And he loves us, and he'll forgive us, and he'll walk with us, and he'll teach us. That quick, the decision in your mind. Make a decision today. I'm going to live in victory. You know, it's amazing to me that out of all these men of valor that David came on, and all the armies of even the king, they're all hiding, and this little boy comes out. Oh, no. No, you're not doing this to my God. He took it personal. Make your relationship with God. Make your relationship with our church. This is my church. This is your church. Hey, it's my church. Make it your church. And come be a part in fellowship and love. Lay down the spirit of heaviness and pick up that garment of praise. And old David, he walks out there. And with just one flip of the wrist, literally, those guys were so accurate, like some of you are with bow and arrows, and they were accurate with those slingshots. I've seen them do it, and they'll start swinging it, and they'll pop it. And that thing will go straight as an arrow. And just one little stone, little bitty stone, and this giant falls to the ground. one little decision in your mind to make up your mind, I'm going to live for God in victory, and your giants can fall in your life, and you can be victorious. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise again. They're getting ready to baptize.